Narrative Frameworks 15. Expert and layperson. Expert and non-expert. Experts. Those who know about something. Because they have moved through the established channels from which that knowing is supposed to come. And so experts claim to know, and lay people claim that experts know. Experts claim to know, denying you of your knowledge. Lay people claim that experts know, denying themselves of their knowledge. And of course this is if we are looking with a dichotomy, a split, a separation. And we may claim that we do not see this way, but how can we see anything without splitting into categories? Maybe this is useful in some instances. Practical concerns of the world. But when it comes to looking at the nature of reality, why should anyone else own the story? Why should anyone else tell you how it is? Your story is just as valuable as anyone else's. Who is saying differently? Don't believe the mass consensus that somebody else is the expert here. For life abandons itself when it looks to somebody, something else. That's how you are removed and remove yourself from your power, from your own life, from life's own experience, from your own stories. That shape life according to your will and not something or somebody else's. This life speaks to you directly, not on the level of required knowledges and prior understandings akin to belonging to a club, beyond the club of reading English or another language and being able to process information and self-reflect on it, outside and within. This work speaks to you directly, speaking to you, speaking to your own soul, speaking to your soul, speaking to soul, your own spirit, the life force within you. And this life force within you, perhaps when we have decided who we are, this life force within you is not only within you, this life force, it is you. And so how can any external be the expert over that. And if we're going to get into more detail, how can any internal that tells you otherwise push you away from your own knowledge of self? You see, beneath this pushing and pulling of the internal and external, there is a space of being, the space of being, the being space, the space of life itself. And this space perhaps we can return to, so that life itself can be life itself beyond any division. And yet operating through all division. Where is your you? In the division or in the wholeness? In the wholeness or in the division? Where is your you? Where is I, the nature of I? Is it in a dichotomy of one who knows or one who doesn't? Or is your I the broad space arena that allows that dichotomy to be?